The Bible passage is Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 to 33. Bible passage, Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 to 33. Immediately Jesus made the disciple get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other shore, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on the mountainside by himself and prayed. Later that night he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, it is you," Peter replied. "If it's you, tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," Jesus said. Then Peter got down of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." But then he saw the wind and was afraid. Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died out. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." And this morning, the title of the message is Jesus, the Lord is always near. The key verse is in Job, verse 23, verse 10. "But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I will come for the test." One more time, the key verse. We reread a key verse for this message, but he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold. And now we prepare our heart to hear the message. We ask the pastor to come and share. Greetings to the congregation. We welcome to everyone who come. We also greet everyone who's worshiping online at your own home. This morning, the title is "The Lord is Always Near," and the key verse is in Job. Job has been through many struggles, so he said, "But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold." Our message is in Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 to 33, talking about the apostle was facing the storm on the boat and Jesus appeared. We will think about all this difficulty, is the Lord near us or not? There's a story talk about when he went to the Galilee and saw there is a boat there. On the boat, there's a sign that says free boat ride to the exact place where Jesus and Peter walked on water. Yeah. This is so interesting to him. He likes to see where Jesus and Peter walk on water. And it's also free. So he climbed up into the boat to go out to the captain of the boat and took the boat out and stopped at the place and said that this is the place where Jesus and Peter was walking. walking on the water. And Peter asked a miracle so he can walk on water to come toward Jesus. After examination, this person, this traveler, talked to the captain of the boat, saying, I look around, this is enough. So, could you please return me to shore? And the captain showed the boat, say, this time say, we have a free boat ride from the shore to the place where Jesus was walking on water with and Peter also. But the portion to return to shore, that's not free. You have to pay. And the traveler said, how much? $50. Wow, that's so expensive. And he was afraid. Then that's why Peter walked on water. In the old time, Peter was walking on water, not because of money. But we have to examine why did Peter was able to walk on water? Why did Peter sink after walking on the water? And why all the apostles recognized that God, the Lord, is real? We pray for guidance as we think about the Word of God. Dear our Heavenly Father, the Creator of each of us, you know every detail of each of our lives, and always use love to be close to those who are seeking you. We thank you because this morning you have given us the time to come near you. May your word teach us the wonderful things so that we can examine ourselves all the things like we can do like Peter. The weaknesses of ourselves, just like Peter is weak, and our attitude of worship that we must have. Please lead us that may our worship be acceptable to you. Please bless each one to listen to your word through the online media. May the Holy Spirit teach us. We thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear congregation, recently there is a survey, Barner Research Study, conducted a research in the U.S. for using more than 5,000 to ask the question, are you a Christian? And after the survey, they have the result like this. There are so few, those call themselves Christian, but they don't practice Christianity or practicing Christian. In fact, there are 73% of the Americans say they are Christian. But only about 31% of the Americans said they attended church at least once a month. And only 34% claim to have read the Bible in the spare time at home over the last week. And there's a small percentage, 17%, that attended Sunday school or small group Bible study. In 2017, only 31% of Americans identified themselves as Christians who were born again or saved. These show us that there are many want to be labeled Christian, but very few understand the meaning of becoming a Christian. And through this word, let's think about 3 points. The first point is that the Lord is always near. near. The sixth influence, we have to desire Him, we have to call on Him, and we have to worship when the Lord is near. The first point is, when God is near, we need to have a desire to worship Him. The story, when he the 5,000, he dismissed the crowd, and then he went to the mountain, and he called his apostle to go to the other shore. Verse 24, the boat is far from shore and was fighting the storm. Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. The time is the night, from 6 o'clock to 6 a.m. From 6 o'clock in the afternoon until 9 is the first time. From 12 to 3 o'clock is the third time interval. So there are certain intervals in the Jewish. When the night was falling, Jesus asked the apostle to use the boat to go to the other shore. Maybe this is near midnight, but from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock, Jesus walked on water approaching the apostle. We see that the boat was throwing here and there because of strong wind. They were struggling so many hours. It could say that maybe more than 5 hours they were fighting with him. In Mark chapter 6, also has this story in Mark chapter. Jesus saw the apostle to fight against the storm. And in John, in chapter 6, talk about this story. They were out there in 5 to 6 kilometers. So many hours have passed to sail the boat. It's only to be 5 or 6 kilometers off the shore. And this is a struggle. It's very tiring. But thank be to God. The apostle didn't see Jesus. But though Jesus was in the mountain praying by himself, but Jesus saw the apostle. Mark very clearly said, Jesus saw their struggling. Jesus saw the apostle from. Do you believe that Jesus can see each one of us in the time of struggling? Many people say God can see a black ant on a black rock in the night. Can you believe that God can see that? Yes, in the key verse that we read, verse 23, verse 8 to 10, Job wrote like this, but if I go to the east, he's not there. If I go to the west, I do not find him. When he is at work in the north, I do not see him. When he turns to the south, I catch no glimpse of him. But he knows the way that I take. Oh, thanks be to God. We cannot see God, but God always sees us in the situation that we face. And this is, we thank the Lord for this, because we can live in a time when the struggling, our problem causes many worries. Maybe COVID-19 is one of the problems that cause many lives worry about. All the riots around us in our own city, in many other states, cause that worry about those rising. And because of the situation, the economy of the family may get some trouble because we may have lost our job. Many are unemployed right now. Maybe it becomes a burden and we worry about it. Or in the future, anything that we have planned may not accomplish. We do not know how it will go. The student will next year will ever come back again or not to study at school or at home. The graduates may not know whether to find a job or not. There are so many problems we are faced that cause our lives. Give us in a worrisome state. Though we may be in an afraid or not, the Bible let us know that God can see us. He can see our situation just like Jesus saw the apostle when he was up in the mountain, struggling on the boat almost all night, and only achieved 5 or 6 kilometers off the shore. The key point is that there is a way that Jesus has a way to resolve the problem. That Bible story in the fourth night, Jesus walked on the water coming toward the apostle. When the apostle saw that, they were so afraid. They didn't recognize. They said, "It's a ghost. It's a ghost." But Jesus said, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." And this sentence is to change the fearfulness inside the apostles' heart. They were struggling almost all night with the wind. They could not go anywhere. Now there is something the apostles couldn't believe that. If there is a person that can walk on water like Jesus, only the ghost can do that. So that in their perception, they are even more afraid before this person walking around. Jesus understood his apostle fear. And Jesus said, "It is I, don't be afraid." He wanted to change their perception from worrisome, from being afraid, to be at peace, because the Lord is near. We may not see God. The apostle may not see Jesus. But Jesus sees us. He approached and encouraged them, say, "It is I. Don't be afraid." If we have the Lord near, what desire do we have? We look at Peter, his desire. While he was afraid, when he heard Jesus' voice in his heart, Peter just wanted to wish, "I have to, maybe when Jesus was here, we would not struggle because he performed a miracle. My master can heal many to push out demons. He feeds the 5,000, so many miracles. If Jesus were here..." But unfortunately, he is not there with his soul. When Peter heard his voice, "It is I, do not be afraid." And that voice caused the heart of Peter almost just dissipate all his fear. He become overjoyed because the Lord is near. Jesus is coming towards the boat. And in that joy, Peter just express his desire, and that's his desire. "Dear Jesus, if it is you, please tell me to come to you on the water." Oh, dear community, I think that maybe in Peter's life, there is never can't have Peter to ask something like that. Peter has seen many miracles, and when he goes to a fishing to take a coin, the first fish that Peter caught, and in there, there's a coin that can use to pay tax to Caesar. Maybe it is a surprising thing for Peter, or Jesus, Peter and the apostle. There's no fish there, but say, "Put to the right, put your net to the right." After that, they caught all the fish that almost sink the boat. Those are the miracles, that's all the miracles. But there is no miracle that Peter can be as wonder as this. At this time, he has the courage to ask, "If it is you, please let me come to you on the water." Dear congregation. He didn't ask to say, please calm the sea. Please calm him. Take this situation, dissipate. But he asked one wonderful thing, a strange thing, even more than storming the storm. Dear Jesus, if it is you, please allow me to come to you on the water. Dear congregation, can we ask that of Jesus during this COVID-19? In our burden, when our family, we have lost when our relatives departed. In the time of struggle, when our family have troubles with the financial situation, that our future could not be as planned. When we recognize when God is near, do we ask the same that express our desire, just like Peter? In his joy, not only has only a desire, but also his great desire, because this is cannot occur. Please allow me to walk on water to come to you. Anybody has asked for that? Has anybody asked to walk on water without thinking? But Peter asked to ask for himself to do something supernatural. And in his desire, Jesus says to Peter, come. It's just a very short. It has all the fullness of his hope. It is certain that Peter got out the boat. And after Jesus said, come, Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards all the earth. When the Lord is near, and if you and I have the desire, God can do many things wonderful. Many times we pray, what I ask, maybe I did not get an answer. Many sometimes we feel that with all of our heart, we sincere in our prayer, but maybe our prayer has not been answered. We look at the way Peter prayed. Peter prayed like this. If it is you, Lord, tell me to come to you on the water. Is it enough? To do what? To come toward you. This is the key that Jesus allowed Peter to walk. Peter did not ask just to walk on water. Not just to ask Peter to perform a miracle, but Peter asked to do this miracle so that he can come to Jesus. The purpose of this miracle to give us so that we can come to the Lord. It's a miracle just to be tell everybody else, not a miracle to feel joyful because our issue has been resolved, but it will bring our life to be close to the Lord. When we have a prayer above every situation, above the stormy situation of life, to pray to our life to be close to you, there is Jesus really ready to do that. Answer our prayer. The people who desire God will be satisfied. And because of this, in the recognition of God, Peter can pray a wonderful prayer like this. In the Bible, there are many to lift up many problems. Wonderful Moses prayed to God, dear God, if it's pleasing, please let me see you. From anybody ask to see God like that? But Moses did. He asked the Lord, please let me see your face. Though this is your prayer, it's impossible. God has the way to answer Moses. Nobody can see that it will die. So I will cover myself
prayer to Moses. But when we have a desire, a sincere to be close to the Lord, God has a way to do that. Elijah is a servant of God. He asked the fire to destroy the to accept the sacrifice, and it's the rain who soaked up, and that yet the fire can consume the sacrifice. Elijah prayed. Elijah is not praying. I'm facing on the Baal's prophet. Please let me overcome them. Elijah did not, not because of his no honor, not because of his name, to pray like that. He prayed for the glory of God and the people who are far away. And God has answered Elijah. The fire came and to destroy and consume all the sacrifices on Joshua in a battle. He prayed, please have the sun stop so they can destroy the enemy. This is a supernatural even in this Joshua. Please, the Lord, let the sun stop. And God did that. And how long? In one day. Oh, this is a prayer, I think. Maybe their faith is so, the desire, so God can answer them. How could it be? But God did. The sun has stopped. There is no such thing in this universe that there is time where the earth does not rotate. But there is one day that the Lord stopped, and that from then on the rotation returns. That is something wonderful. Time to next one day. But because the desire of one person, God has answered Joshua. Ezekiel, that God promised he would answer. Is there any sign that I will be healed? And God talked to Isaiah, talking to Israel. When you look at the shadow of the sun, if that goes 15 degrees or 15 degrees back, that means that the rotation can rotate backward or forward. And Ezekiel said, it's not difficult to go forward, to rotate forward. But go backward is more difficult. When the earth rotates, we ask God to the shadow to turn around, go backward 15 degrees. It rotate, counter rotation. It's more difficult. God did that. And this is the desire. A wonderful, a strange thing. God can do many miracles for anyone who wants to come here to Him. Remember that all these things that God is not for us, not just to resolve our issues, our problems, but for God. He can help us. We can come close to Him. God enjoys us, and we enjoy God. And God is ready to do this. Our desire could ask depend on our faith and our understanding of God. Because we only ask for the small things because our God, we ask for the job, we ask for health, we ask for the great opportunity. We ask for not getting accident. We ask for safe travel to the world. We only have only a simple look for service. We could not have the courage to ask to walk on the water like these people do. And because our understanding, our God, is so small.
and that our faith is so there's a pastor in when you look at the debt of the church, and there's a great $60,000, but there's no way to repay it because the church is and because of his one wondering like that. And one day when he was walking in his office, somebody came to him and this one, I heard about the church is in need of a financial, I want to help the church, how much do you let me know, can you let me know? And the pastor said, maybe this is some joke, and this 60,000 English dollars there is a large sum of money. It's just not a few hundred. But this person, he was so busy. And told him, oh, I have, can you give, he tore up his checkbook and said to the pastor, you can write any amount. The pastor took his check. Maybe this is something of a joke from this person. He didn't know whether this is real or not. And he was half relief and half doubt, and he said, if only 20,000, maybe this person has 20,000 is a large sum of money, but he put down 20,000. A few hours later, the guest come back and you signed it. Didn't look at the amount of the check. And when the pastor took the check and deposited to the bank of the church, asked the clerk, do you know this person? Oh, I know this person. He's a millionaire. He has held many agencies, many organizations. And the pastor said, if I knew him, who he was, I didn't put $20,000. I did not put one third. I would put the whole amount that the church would need. Our life is that way. If we know who God is, I only not just give him part, I would give him my whole life. If I knew God, who God is, I would not just govern a part, but I would give my life to him. We know God so little, so what we ask is so small. Our desire is not the desire, just like Peter has. Who is Peter? Is Peter more than us? He is a simple. This story let us know that Peter is weak. But why did Peter pray like that to Jesus? Because Peter understands his master, the Lord Jesus. In Matthew chapter 15, talk about the story of a woman, a camel, asked for healing his daughter who was possessed by demon. This woman has been praying because the author did not let her approach Jesus. And then she could not count on her. Though she wanted to. And the third time, there is some sugar. The red crumb to feed the dog. But she said, the Jesus Lord, they would not feed the dog from the breadcrumb on the table for the dog. The dog, the small dog, the puppy. She understood that Jesus regarded as a puppy, and the puppy is a loving animal. And when you say the dog, and that is a disrespectful word, but when she said a puppy and become some loving animal. The puppy did not eat the food on the table, but he ate the crumbs dropped down from the table. And Jesus said, you have great faith. This will happen according to your desire. That is, our faith, how big our faith is, God will answer that way. Though God will do small things because we come to him with a small faith. Our understanding of to be deeply understand, recognize God. It has the power. We can talk as like Peter said, please let me walk on water coming towards you. Please pass over COVID-19 to go through our family struggle to come to you. Please allow me to pass over all the struggle of the future, all the sickness. Jesus is ready, ready to do all these things to say to us that come. If Jesus say like that, would we have the same response as Peter? Peter did not wait. When after that, he immediately got out of the boat. He didn't think that when he walked out of the boat, he was safe. He didn't let his mind to govern. He based on the Lord's promise to Peter. When the Lord is near, have a desire. The second point, when the Lord is near, call on him. In verse 30, when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sing, cry on, Lord, save me immediately. You of little faith. The Bible said, got out of the boat, saw the wind. Nobody can see the wind. Nobody can see the wind. But Peter saw what? The effect of the wind. Peter did not could not see the wind, but see that the effect of the wind on the waves. And the wind and the Bible says because of the effect of that wind, he was afraid. Most of us, we laugh at Peter because Peter has no faith there at that time. But each of us remember that. When a person is successful, it doesn't mean that he was not, has not failed. The experience, the supernatural, doesn't mean that he's not afraid. A person who walks on water doesn't mean that person would never sink. This story of Peter expresses to us a person, a regular person, a common person, has the people of faith and the people of the flesh, the person of the flesh. Peter has an image for us, a model for us. Every person, everyone, every believer has a flesh person, person of flesh, for the flesh. Look back at the Bible. David, that the king was loving by God, a warrior. David has defeated Goliath of the Philistines, but David has failed because of a woman, Bathsheba. Think about Samson, that had been selected before he was born, has strength under this, he can defeat many enemies, but he failed before a woman, Delilah. Think about the Elijah to fight with the king Ahab, the king that was enemy of God, and also faced 450 prophets of Baal and 400 Asherah to tell them that come to Carmel, the mountain, and himself face against those prophets. Elijah was afraid of Jezebel. We see that so a person who do great things, he could also be afraid he was successful, it doesn't mean that he has not failed. Peter is someone to say, I give you the key of the heaven, because the Peter understand the word when he said, he, the Son of God, you are blessed, because this is revealed by my Father to you. This, you are be blessed. I give you the king, the key of heaven. But you, Peter, that person is the one who denied him, denied Jesus. Judah has been trusted with the financial, the first of the apostles. And Judas became a person who, we are Christians, we may be successful, we can do many things, but you and I are the unbelieving Christians. Think about, we have God near us, we call on him. We think about what, how Peter reacted. What did Jesus say when Peter sank to the water? You of little faith, why did you doubt? At this time, Peter was seeing the wind, and the wind is something not just happened. The whole night, it happened. The stormy whole night. He saw the waves all night long. But when Jesus said, come, he forgot all about that. And he got out the boat and walked toward Jesus. So simple. But he made a surprising thing. This is something a human, but Peter could do it because Jesus helped him. Dear congregation, when Peter saw the wind coming to get the waves toward him, and suddenly he sank. Jesus did not, was not surprised. Jesus was not surprised at Peter's sink. But what Jesus asked, why are you of little faith? Why do you doubt? You and I, do we have enough faith to be praised by the Lord? For the Lord can say that, you of little faith, only a small thing, only a small issue that you face, and you forfeit your faith. This question that Jesus posed to me and you, are we in doubt? Jesus never changed. Our God never changed. Jesus allowed Peter to walk despite the waves and the wind. No. Jesus has walked on the water to come toward the apostles. So now, all the situation, yours and mine, he saw it. He understands all the details of that. And when God asked, pray with desire, please change me to become your servant, a witness for you, a person express your life. Come. Can only one only walk one step? And then we pray. Why would we just live for God in a short time and the rest where we worry about ourselves? God does not change. Peter sinned because of Peter, not because of the Lord Jesus. Jesus can overcome, allow us. When we sin, it is because of us, not because of God. But we learn from Peter the attitude that Peter has. That is, when we see the wind, he was so afraid, he began to sink. He cried out, Lord, save me. Peter is a fisherman. Would we think Peter knows how to swim? Of course he knows how to swim. The fisherman. He must know how to swim. He swam very well. But Peter didn't swim. Peter, what, he called on the Lord. Remember that when we base ourselves on our own effort, we would not seek after the Lord. But if the Lord is near, call on Him first. When our problems that we face, God is someone that we have to seek. It's not the method by our own effort. Because we know the Lord is near. Peter has called, please save me. The Bible says, immediately, the Lord took his hand, reached out his hand and caught him. The Lord is ready to reach out and caught him when that person sinks. Call on him. He is ready to extend his hand. But the point that Peter said, we have learned, just not just to pray, not when. The Bible says, when he begins to sing, beginning to sing, Peter cried out. Not when he fully sings, and then the Lord will find us somewhere under the water. So Peter did not have to sing all the way at the beginning. And this is the lesson that we have to learn. We can fail. We can to fall in our faith. But when we begin to sing, when we call on the Lord, and or we continue to fall under in our troubles, and then we fall, why God, where are you? Beginning, call on the Lord when He is near, when we face our problems. We call on Winston Churchill in the said, you never achieve what you plan if you stop to throw a stone while the door opens. What does that mean? The dark working up. If they do something that is wrong, other can criticize and his faith. Oh, he thought he was a good person, but at the end, he failed. He stopped to find the effort to fight those criticisms. You will not achieve. You will not achieve if you stop and throw the stone to the dog. Peter is a person who did not find a way to solve his own problem. He comes toward Jesus. Beginning to sink, Peter said, Lord, save me. And then the Lord, Jesus, reached out his hand and caught him. Jesus always answered immediately for those who is coming toward him. There's a story. The story of Queen Victoria. They don't have the paper like this. There's a paper mill that was just formed. And they invited Victoria to come and visit and introduce her to all the machines to make the paper. And Victoria walked into a room. All the racks, all the trash, the dirty trash in that room. And the Queen Victoria, why does this room have all this rag and the trash, and these dirty things? They said, we use the paper, do this material paper. Victoria was surprised. All these material, all dirty, how can make into paper? And after the they began to produce, and they gave Victoria the papers with the seal of the royal seal. Each one of our is a rag. Your righteousness is like a rag. Your goodness is only like a rag, dirty rag. And because we call on the Lord when He is near, God will change the rag into a washing of paper. Peter is as weak. He was beginning to say, we also must be. But he knew how to call on the Lord, that he became a servant to God. He denied God, but after that, then he is very close to God and the Lord. It's not just one. Peter can be wrong so many times, but the important thing is to turn the right, that is to call on the Lord. May we have, when we have the Lord near us, to call on him. The third point is that when he is near, we have to worship the Lord. Verse 32 says, when they climbed into the boat, then the wind died down. That was wonderful. It was blowing. The boat was rocking. Everybody was afraid. Now, nobody asked anything. You do not have to pray. When Jesus is there in the boat, the wind died down. This is the way for us to face our burdens, our struggles, is Jesus in the boat with us. The apostle, truly you are the Son of God, the apostle is saying. They kneel and worship the Son of God. They worship the Son of God, not because the wind died down, but they worship because they discover that Jesus is the Son of God. Before, they saw God perform many miracles. They healed many sick. They caused the feet of 5,000 by a portion of a child. But never in their life, they say, you are the Son of God. Never. They were with Jesus maybe a year or 2 years already. Then they never said, call Jesus, you truly are the Son of God. They did not recognize the truth. We follow God many times. How do we recognize Jesus? Or we can just follow Jesus to be proud of the followers, but we could not recognize Jesus in our life. But here, the first time they caught Jesus in their mouth, they are the Son of God.
Daniel Webster.
He's a lawyer, born in 1782 and died in 1852. Before, he was an orator. He also a congressman and a governor
of
New Hampshire, Massachusetts. He worked in U.S. Congress many years, 1850. He also wrote the dictionary, Webster Dictionary. And that person has great knowledge. One day he asked, do you understand about Jesus? He believed in Jesus. Do you understand Jesus? Webster said, I will be ashamed if I recognize Jesus as my Savior, and then I don't know anything about Jesus. I need a Savior. I need a great Savior, a glory here. And if I do not understand him, is our God a great God, a supernatural God? We may not understand about God, but we need to know about him. We need to do just like the apostle did. If we don't understand, but we have to recognize Jesus is the Son of God. This recognition changed our life. When God is near, worship Him, not just to ask for blessing, not because He will help to resolve our issues, not for the blessing the rest of our lives, to our lives, to our jobs, bless our inheritance in the future. We worship because we know that God, the Lord, is the Son of God. In John chapter 6, has this story on in verse 21 in John. John said, they invited Jesus, and then the boat got to shore. All the night, they were fighting. Five or six onwards. When Jesus is there, everything changed. It becomes calm. No wind. And the boat is now near the shore. Also, you know, very immediately. That is the way that the boat was intended. The apostle wanted to go. When we have Jesus, everything else is been resolved. Before the storm, in this current life, is the Lord in the boat with us. And our worship today, is it a true worship from the bottom? And last week, I talked to a believer in Florida. That person in our church, Aurora, would like to for you to come and worship. They also have the same, a few go to church and the other worship online. But they wish that they want to come to the sanctuary. They wish to worship together in the sanctuary. But they are so old, they have to remain at home. They have to remember, but they desire to worship God. I don't know if among us we have the desire like that. Do we have desire to come to worship God here, or either online or church? It's the same. We can say the pastor. That's enough. Here comes this. We feel blessed when we register to come to worship the Lord in the sanctuary and hear the presence of the Lord with us. Is that a joy for you? Is that your desire? Or the time when we have a separation, that our attitude of worship has been faded? Worship anywhere is the same. When I hear the message, that's fine. Not to have to come here. And I can worship afterward. I can open the YouTube. God is desired. He like you. He knows my way. And when He tests me, I will come out as gold. Our problem that we face right now in our life is only one purpose. He wants us, our life, to become valuable for Him. May your life and mine be when He is near. We worship Him. We call on His name. We worship what He means by our to worship. Be joyful to God. And one day, we become a valuable for Him. May God bless each one of you. Please stand for prayer. Yeah, loving Father. It's wonderful when a person like Peter can walk on the water. It's very wonderful when one of us can walk on water. But this is the Lord. God is ready to do for those who come and seek Him. We ask you, Lord, our lives that we walk before the storm, you know, may we walk on the water, walk through the storm to come toward you. May our lives to express others, we belong to you. We are living by the power of heaven. Please be with each one of us. Please comfort what we feel sad. We share when we lost our love. You resolve our problem that we face that caused our heart to be afraid, to worry. May we become a Peter so that we can say to others, give all your worries to the Lord, for you care for us. May we can say like Job, you know the way I go. When you tested me, I will come out as gold. Please help us, each one of us. We thank you for this worship. Thank you for your word. You ask the blessing on each one of us in the rest of the time. Though the storm may rage, we will follow you. We thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name.